The end of January, Luke came home to the extension that his parents built out the back of their current home, and he's been doing really well since he's been home. It's really nice having him in a peaceful environment and an environment that he recognises, and I feel like you can tell that he knows that he's home. Right now we're actually trying to get Luke to make sounds, which he's doing better at than he has with things in the past, so sort of holding on to that, and that's going really well at the moment. I was so surprised and humbled by the huge response that we got from people when the appeal to raise money for the wheelchair came out, and it was so amazing to see how quickly the page took off and all of the help from local community businesses and from Afford Swimming Pool where Luke used to work and from all of his friends, extended family, and from people that didn't even know Luke before to do such amazing things. Amazing to see how people can come together and how supportive people can be. And I think at the time it really, really helped both myself and Luke's family to be motivated to continue to fundraise and do everything that we could to help, because everyone was so behind us and so supportive the whole time. It was really, really amazing and a really humbling experience for all of us involved. The new bit of kit is called a Fez bike. Luke would benefit from this because it helps his muscles to move. His muscles are actually working rather than, at the moment we do physio stretches, but they're all passive, so it's us putting effort into moving Luke's muscles rather than his muscles doing it by themselves. So the bike makes his muscles move to turn the pedals of the bike, which not only sort of helps his muscles, but the last time he tested it, you could see on his face the sense of achievement that he had. He cycled 3 miles, I think it was, in the morning just with the bike, and you could see the sort of sense of achievement on his face of him being able to do something. I feel really, really proud of how far he's come. And in the beginning, it was always such bad news, bad news, bad news all the time. And I think, obviously, I'd always hoped that we would be further on by now, but I'm so proud of him for continuing to try and continuing to make an effort. And it just makes me happy that we can still see changes in him after all this time. And yeah, I am really, really proud of him.